We've seen and heard a lot of stories from World War II, but what about World War I? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Lori Vencena, associate professor in the Department of Germanic Languages and Literature at the University of Kansas, looks back at the Great War and the literature that described it.
Historians urge us to explore what World War I, the Great War fought one century ago, can teach us about our world today. Poetry written by immigrants in the U.S. during this global conflict can help us do just that. This poetry provides a range of insights into the war. Poems may glorify a specific naval battle or address more universal themes such as a mother's grief for her fallen son. Some poems by German migrants, for example, reflect strong sympathies for the European homeland. Others convey pro-American support for the poet's adopted country. These poems shed light on the complex nature of German-American ethnic identity in the early 20th century and conflicting loyalties that arose after the U.S. entered the war in April 1917. Many poems add more layers of complexity to this identity by drawing on the tradition of 19th century German political poetry. A refashioned Watch on the Rhine from 1840, published in a pro-German German-American periodical in 1915, reveals how immigrants employed poetry to maintain an ethnic identity undergoing profound change in the U.S., where Germans often became targets of virulent nativism. These World War I poems and others by Mexican, Yiddish-speaking, and Caribbean migrants teach us that immigrants in their poetry contributed to America's dialogue on the perennial topics of war, immigration, and ethnic identity.
That was Lori Vencena of the University of Kansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.